as we've been saying for over a decade now, there is a generation of young people that we call millennials, people between the ages, at this point, between 18 and 29, who desperately want to serve their community and desperately serve their country. Sometimes, though, there's a little bit too much red tape for them to exactly know how to get started.
I have to ask, speaking as a member of Generation X, why are we catering to these people so much? Nobody ever wanted to change how they do their business because of the rest of us. So why are we so eager to change the way we do things, our management structure, our business structure, just to accommodate the millennials?
Well, I think, first of all, if it wasn't for the millennials, a lot of the way we do business should be changed anyway and become more efficient in terms of there are just a lot of barriers to, in place before somebody begins to work for the government. One of the examples from, I believe it was a Department of Housing and Urban Development, if not, it was the Department of Labor. You know, oftentimes it takes up to 6 months, you know, from the beginning of the process to the end of the process to hire one person. 6 months. So regardless of whether or not the millennials are involved, we do need to find more efficient ways to, to improve the way in which, human resources and other things are being done in Washington, D.C., in my opinion. But specifically, the reason why we need to listen to millennials is that they are the largest, most important generation in the history of the world.
Oh, please.
There are more millennials than there are baby boomers right now. And we have about a third of all government employees about to hit retirement age, which is we have kind of massive opportunities to kind of change the way, A, to replace those individuals, and change the way in which we're doing business. This is a generation that 60% of those millennials in college right now are volunteering on a regular basis in their communities, whether it's through church, whether it's through school, or through other nonprofit entities. So they've demonstrated time and time again, whether it's through community service, by voting, or whether it's by joining the military, that this generation wants to serve. And like JFK said 50 years ago, they sometimes need to be asked.
So in other words, it sounds as if the processes for getting people into the government need to change for everybody. But because this is going to be the largest generation, therefore, by definition, it's the most important just by sheer size, that in the future the government will fall behind what is already happening in the private sector for hiring?
Well, yes. I mean, I think there are two different conversations happening. You know, one is what can government be doing to attract the best and brightest always? That's kind of one conversation. And that was, kind of one part of the knowledge sharing from the round table where we learned a lot of the best practices that are happening. You know, we talked, from people from the Peace Corps to labor, HUD and other places. That's one thing. The second thing is, our research here has shown that this generation is uniquely in tune with wanting to help other people. And, according to our most recent research, we saw that 46% of millennials are very or somewhat interested in pursuing a career in either the federal or state government. More importantly, 15% are very interested. But again, who can blame somebody from taking a private sector job if it takes 6 months to get hired in a public sector job?
Right, because I guess the federal government's also competing against other service organizations like nonprofits.
Well, like nonprofits and for-profits, absolutely. And there's, in the last 10 years, we've seen just a tremendous number of, as you said, nonprofits and NGOs who are out there kind of competing for the same kinds of services. We learned that in the roundtable that I think the number was 13%, perhaps 15% of all Harvard seniors applied for Teach for America program. Last year. So just a tremendous amount of interest in not necessarily careers, 30, 40 year careers in service, but at least a couple of years to try to give an opportunity to give back and serve others.
We're speaking with John Della Volpe. He is Harvard Institute of Politics polling director. And so looking at the changes that OPM has said it wants to institute for speeding, streamlining the hiring process, in the opinion of the panel or from what you've seen in your research, does it go far enough and is it happening fast enough?
Well, it's certainly That's a difficult question in terms of is it happening fast enough. But we've seen, again, on many different examples during the afternoon, during the luncheon conversation with Secretary Vilsack and through the panel discussion, that a lot of people are engaged in trying to solve these issues led by OPM. But as an example, Secretary Vilsack in his deputy, they talked about spending many, many days coming up in 2011 going out to college campuses to talk about not only kind of what the importance of the Department of Agriculture, but also how young people can make a real difference in that. So what I was very happy to see that you've got kind of top-down leadership from education, from labor, and from agriculture, one, kind of positioning the opportunities you have in government service on one hand, and then you have OPM and other offices, some of the HR directors and other directors really kind of engaged on the kind of the grassroots and the red tape level trying to expedite some of the processes to make them more efficient.
That question you said about positioning sounds important. It's not just a matter of the hiring process length of time, but also how the government, if you will, markets the jobs and openings that it has also.
It is. Part of the research that we've been conducting has indicated that in the next life stage of a millennial's life, when the millennials think ahead 5, 6, 7 years, when we ask them kind of what's important to them, what do they want to accomplish, the first thing they tell us is they want to do something they can feel proud of, number one. In addition to that, they want to feel like they're making a difference, that they are, and also have a job that has some sort of kind of security associated with it. And so when you look at kind of the ideals that young people are searching for kind of in their early 20s, they do line up very nicely with government-related service.